3, 2, 1. What is up? Hello, ladies, gentlemen, nerds, nerdettes. We're back. Oh man, it's been a long few months. The Gathering is back. I am here live with all the members of The Gathering. We are excited to be back. I will introduce them in just a minute. But before we start the show, thank you to whoever was listening to our show during our hiatus. There was a lot of listens. I'm sure there was a lot of new listeners. I know Pandora was packed with listeners. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We really appreciate that. So without further ado, I will introduce the members of The Gathering. We have straight out of Rancho Cucamonga, we have Oscar.
Wes, what's going on, everyone?
Straight out of Santa Anta, what the fuck is that? We got Derek.
Like cancer, I'm back, baby.
Jesus Christ, he is back. That is Derek, and everyone can tell right at the start. Okay, and straight out of Mickey Mouse's hood. Watch out for Donald. Hey, thanks, Donald. Get out of here. All right, we got Daniel.
What's up, everyone? Good to be back.
Nice. God, man, it's been a while since we did this. I was actually a little nervous coming in. I'm like, fuck, I forgot how to talk in a mic.
Use your mouth.
Yeah, is that right?
And sound comes out, you know, just
stop wrapping your lips around it.
And the dick jokes are back. All right. Let's just check in, man. We're just going to kind of see what's everyone's going on. Take your time. I know it's been a while. If any new news, let us know. We will start to my right with Daniel. Well, Daniel, what's up, man? How's your life? How's everything going? What you been doing the last few months since The Gathering made its last appearance?
Oh, man. I don't know. Took in new hobbies. So I'm officially getting older, so now I took up tennis and golfing.
Gay.
Yeah, golfing. Yeah.
Tennis and golfing, yeah. I'm pretty good at.
Oh my God, we got an old man here.
Yeah. So I make fun of him all the time.
Golf is actually pretty fun.
You know, when you become a dad is the definition of I'm going to tennis or play golf.
Once you hit your 30s, I think golfing is just the highlight of your life.
Is what you do. Okay. All right. Tennis and golfing. I love golf, by the way. We should go play.
Well, we should. Definitely. I'm in for that. Other than that, just the same old thing. My son's getting big. Still out there working and going to the gym as much as I can. Other than that, same old thing.
Well, Daniel's 30 seconds in like 4 months. His life has been boring.
Yeah. It's been.
All right. Derek, how are you doing, man? And what's going on with you?
Good, man. I actually got a new job.
Woo!
I know.
Hold on. We got to celebrate this. We got to find the right. See, it's been so long, I don't even know where the fucking buttons are anymore. I can't. Jesus Christ.
Our sponsor.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yay. Oh, man. I got to get back. I need some practice. All right, Derek.
All right. So new job. I'm teaching the youth now.
It's Mr. Derek to you.
Oh, shit.
It's Mr. Derek now.
All right, Mr. Derek.
Yeah.
So how many kids have you scarred permanently so far?
A lot, I guess, because apparently I look mean, so they just right away listen to me.
That's good. That's
you know, it is what it is.
Teach Derek new stuff, too, but to Google.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell?
Okay, so
part of my job is to, like, block certain sites.
Okay.
So every day there's, like, new search results that we have to, like, pend.
Okay.
Like, pending, you know, accept or decline. And a lot of them are really weird. And some of them, I think they know that they're messing with me. Like, I watch, like, over my shoulder because there's a horny-ass little kid looking at bitches eating.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, new job. Fortunately, our grandpa has passed away during our hiatus. You know, so that's been on our family. So,
let's address. I was going to talk about that later on. So during our hiatus, part of the reason why we took a little bit longer, it wasn't going to happen sooner, is two members. My mom passed away about a month ago, mm-hmm. a little bit over a month ago, and Papi Veto, both of them passed away literally within a day of each other. It was super sad. So, just in a little way. we can show our love and our tribute to them, gathering style. We will play them one of the best songs of all time. And anything, you guys got anything else you want to add on to that?
No.
Okay. We send you love. We send you off into the heavens. Actually, probably you're already up there with Luke and Leia and Darth right now. Can't do it any other way. When I walk through the pearly gates, this is exactly how I want to walk through with this. I literally want it to look like the Star Wars ceremony at the end of New Hope.
You don't like Luke is still alive, though, right?
Mark Hamill's still alive. Mark Hamill's still alive. I'm not talking about him being really dead. He died in the movies.
Luke didn't die in the movies.
He did.
No, he became a Force ghost.
But you think that's a... Sorry, Bobby Beto. Mom Ted.
That was a part of the plan.
I thought he was going to play like a Spanish song.
Somewhere. I know.
So I was like, all right, cool. Let's see what they got. And
Star Wars.
Like, Star Wars. All right. Sorry, Scott. I wouldn't blame you.
Hey, look here. This is a nerd podcast. So playing a Spanish song makes no sense. We got to do it as a nerd would do it. All right. Anyways, moving on. So, Derek, anything else?
That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I actually am super happy that Derek is working with kids. I just want to see what happens down the road. This is a good, what do they call that? You get a test group, a good test group to see what happens.
Yeah, a little lab rat.
You should start filming these kids every year for the next 15, not like that. Whoa.
Just walk around. Yeah. Just film it
for the next 15 years and see how much you've scarred them from now until then.
Maybe I'll allow a link here and there.
All right, Oscar, I know you've been busy as well. What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I've been in a little circle lately. For starters, my wedding date's next year, February 4th. It lands on her great-grandparents' anniversary and her parents' anniversary, so it's a big special day for her. So that's pretty cool. As the venues are hard, man. Venues, you guys got to give us some cheaper rates, man, because $15,000 for a place just to party, I want to charge my people to come party with me, because, like, that's expensive. Like, if you want to come out with me, give me $100 for food, because, man, per plate, you're looking at $150 per plate, and you're going to buy, what, 100-plus people? That's expensive.
Are you doing open bar?
Yeah, I have open bar.
That's where the
what's the subtotal?
No, open bar is gonna be until 4 hours, like a 4 or 5 hour.
No, but what's the subtotal of the entire bar?
The subtotal weed bar. 16-17.
Oscar wants a weed bar as well.
Oh, I do want a weed bar, but that's gonna be for the VIP section.
If there's a weed bar, I'll actually take a hit. All right. If there's a weed bar, if there's not, then that's
don't tempt me, because I will make it happen.
I'll meet you by the bathroom. There's a bar right here.
Meet me by the bathroom.
And I got fired from my job, my school job.
Oh, really?
So that school was a hands-off school, and I understand.
Whoa!
He was full-on hands-on.
Hands-on,
like a champ.
Hands-on means when I work with special needs, that I'm not allowed to assist them in any of their behaviors. So I was working with a student, and he was kind of bashing his head on the concrete, and it was a hot day. His hands were getting hot. Like, I can tell his hands were really red. He was licking them and showing me, like, it hurts. I'm like, well, let's go. And he didn't want to move, so instead of living them there to get ash burn and, well, not ash burn, like the concrete asphalt, floor. Asphalt burn. And then he hit himself on the floor. I picked him up, moved him to the shade, and he stood him up, and he was fine. The principal didn't like that. She got kind of aggressive with me and called the district, and they called me, and then the next day I called into HR and said I'm being released from the district.
That bitch.
And I was like, and I was trying to explain my case, but they weren't having it. She was already planning on not bringing me back next year. So I figured, like, wow, like, so you want your students to hurt themselves, and whose fault is going to be that when he really hurts himself? Me. Yeah. They're going to ask me, why didn't I do
anything?
That's
a tough dilemma to be in, because you're instructed one way, but you also want to, like, think of safety first. So that's actually really...
So it was hard, but, like, in my past, like, work experiences, I'm dealing with behaviors, and I'm showing them how to deal with it and how not do it. And this school wasn't allowing me to do my full experience and how to control behaviors. So it's just, it wasn't working out. I apparently, I guess it wasn't meant for me. Daniel hooked me up with an interview working at the district he works at, I believe, or a different district, but they're all connected somehow. And hopefully I can get a job there, because that kind of hit me hard, losing that school district job.
Yeah, I bet.
And it's like, it's really stupid to really think about it. It's like, I don't think a parent's going to get upset with me assisting their son to a place that's shady and that's not going to hurt themselves anymore. So...
Well, that sucks, but life honestly happens, and it happens typically, if you believe in this for a reason, things get better, things, you move on in a different direction. I think every time I've been like, ah, shit, like in an all shit moment, like 5 months and then I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of glad that happened. I'm kind of glad I'm where I'm at today, because what happened, you know? So, sorry, dude, anything else? You want to end it on a more positive note?
I just hope I get the IT job that Daniel hooked me up with the interview. That's all I'm really in. If you guys know any good positions out there, family members, send good.
He's open anywhere in the world. Australia.
You guys can always email, gather, send us a note.
Send me interview interviews. I'm down.
India.
Now, just so you know, you gave me a new gym. I've never heard this. I'm saying before, I've been in a circle. So
in a little circle.
In a little circle. We got an Oscarism the first day. We're going to keep notes of the Oscarisms, so at the end of the year, we can...
We have a few of them that he says online. Motion in the motion.
I think I said it on here. Didn't I send that motion in the motion? I sent that here.
Well, you know what they say. Your gun's a gun.
Just stay tuned. If you're new, he will delight and inspire you with his... wisdom and sayings that will live on through the ages. Okay.
Philosophical.
So kind of for me, it's been, obviously I started a new job and it kind of made it really, really, and then the holidays came and just life got really busy. So that's
life got life.
That's
one.
See, it's fucking rubbing off
one
on
for
me.
The books.
Yes. So I apologize first off to all our fans that we took so long. So that's my bad. But I'm going to make it up. We are going to do at least 2 full live gatherings a month. Then from there, I'm going to talk to the gentleman. And what's that?
Oh.
Okay, we had breaking news and Daniel was giving me the timeout sign. I was very confused. I did not know this, but what an awesome surprise. We have a substitute member, official member. I don't know what you want to call him.
A fill-in.
Who likes to get filled in, by the way, another dick joke.
Good.
All right. Leo, what's up, man? Welcome to the gathering.
What's up, guys? It's been a while.
You literally caught us in the middle of check-ins and stuff that's going on. What is new with you? How are you?
Nothing much. I've been watching anime, trying to keep up with all the media, getting my money up, not my funny up.
There we go.
That's all that's going on.
All right. Well, that's a little quick check-in with Leo. It's actually kind of cool he was here. I did not know he was coming, so awesome. All right. Leo, we'll check in with you in a bit. We got not a full show as normal, but we got a decent show for you guys tonight. Before we go into that, As I was saying, I want to apologize. The show has been on hiatus because of me, but that's okay. We're going to come back strong. I thought Daniel was telling me time out because we're not going to do the gathering anymore. I was like, oh, shit, Daniel, you out? What?
Done. Retiring.
So what I'm going to try to do is we're going to try to do 2 live a month. That's the goal. And then from there, we're going to do what may be like we're going to gather in 15. So... I'll get on the mic, talk about stuff that's going on with the gathering, maybe some shows here and there, and if these guys can jump in, maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 of us, maybe just me by myself, but we'll give you guys some content. We owe it to you, and we're sorry. So from me and all the guys, we're sorry we've been gone so long, but we're excited to be back. Okay, so what's new for me? Well, as you guys can see, we are actually sitting in the arcade. There is a... an awesome array of new machines here, so I've been collecting a little bit there. There's a TV that is showing 1985 MTV videos, which I think is awesome. And it actually has commercials from Back to the Future. So basically what I've been doing is building up the arcade, which is awesome. And I've also really started pushing a new venture of selling at Comic-Cons and really just trying to start to push a toy business that I think is going to be pretty fun. Just because I've had so many old toys for so long. And, you know, every time you go to swap meet or flea market, there's something there. So that is really, really, really where I'm trying to head with it. So you can always support us there. We're going to start selling our T-shirts on our eBay site as well. And our store, the spring store, has a lot of new items on there, a couple new gathering items, and, you know, a couple nerd items, like a new Fight Club T-shirt. And we also have a Batman T-shirt on there. So, but it's called the Bat because it's copyright infringement if I call it Batman. They took it down really quick.
Hombre Bat.
So that's it, man. There's a lot of stuff going on with us. We're really going to try to push the podcast this year to new levels. And again, if you have anything that you want to have us talk about, you want to bring up, even if you want to leave us a message, we listen to our voice messages that you send us. And if it's not crazy or you're one of Derek's students, we will put it online. other than that, man, I say we just jump into the podcast and just have some fun tonight and enjoy being back together. What do you guys think? Sure. Yeah?
Sounds good.
Let's do a little nerd news.
I guess.
Nerd news!
All right, first off, I want to start with this tonight because I think it is insane. It is crazy. Every single person in the world, even people probably in the Ukraine, have heard of this, which is ridiculous. Just a little shout out to everyone over there suffering and having a hard time and things going on. It's just a sad, sad state of affairs in this world that we live in now. And I'm just been so annoyed by it. Anyways. Derek's laughing.
Where are we going with this?
All right, so here we go.
Nice transition.
Motherfucking Will Smith. What the fuck? All right, I'm going to ask each of one of your opinions on this. Be uncandid on this because I think this is like a crazy, crazy scenario. I never expected to see anything like this. And I thought, like, fuck, man. I know this has been over talked about. And we're probably a little late to the party, but it actually fucking bugged the shit out of me. So anyways, Daniel, what is your take on the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing?
I think he's just too sensitive. I know it was a sensitive topic for his wife and stuff, but it's a joke, you know? A joke's a joke. He's a comedian. That's what you're there, you know? Slapping him... Nah, he shouldn't have slapped him. If you had really a fish or issue, you should have like actually hit him. Make him damage. Slapping doesn't do shit.
I agree, yeah.
But that's my two take.
Yeah. Derek?
I think he's a cuck. His wife, I mean, if you look at it before, he looked like he was laughing with it.
Yeah.
And then you see like his wife, you know, give him like a glance. And then, you know. He's like,
all of a sudden.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder Tupac, you know, was trying to get away from her.
Oh, shit. That's right, huh?
He's like, I don't want to deal with this crazy ass chick. Hell no, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great. All right. Oscar.
I think he could have, instead of doing it publicly, he could have gone, like, on the side, like, after the Oscars, hey, bro, like, that was disrespectful. I felt disrespected, or something like that. Like, I agree with Daniel. If you're gonna hit someone, might as well make it worth it and not slap them. Like, what's, you know, like, if you're gonna hit someone, make it worth it. Get a good jab in there or uppercut, whatever.
Stab.
I mean, it is a sensitive topic, but like, it's a joke, and you know, it is what it is.
I agree. It's all right, Leo.
So how old is this guy? 50, around there? Acting like he's in a high school drama or something like that, you know, walking up, punching some dude. Like, if it was me personally, I would have, you know, right after the show, let it known, like, hey, I got a problem with that. But instead, he's, you know, like Derek said, laughs at first, looks at his wife. She's obviously pissed, and so he deals with it. I'm like, dude, come on. So
I actually agree with all of you guys. I'm just going to elaborate a little bit more. So for those of you who don't know, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars for making fun of his wife. So my first thing is, like, Will Smith, you never talk shit about anyone in your entire life, really. And secondly, it wasn't even that bad of a joke. It was actually kind of funny, and it was like a fucking high school joke. You're not like making fun of her, and you're like in a really negative way. It's something that you would say to any woman that is bald, right? Called her like, oh, you're gonna start in G.I. Jane too. It's like, literally,
you know, she didn't go bald as a choice, right?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay. It's not cancer, right? It's like no, it's a mother. It's just a condition. Yeah, it's not that.
So. Yeah. Even if it's by choice, whatever that is, uh-huh. like you have to be, especially like if you're in Hollywood, if you're a celebrity, that's part of the playing field.
Yeah, you have to take.
You have to be able to take the shots, take the heat. Mm-hmm. Like
if negative publicity. Yeah,
negative publicity. It's gonna happen, and they're gonna talk shit, and they lead very public lives when it comes to all the drama and shit that's happened in their lives, mm-hmm. right? So then you have to also be ready for that. And I think by him going up and actually taking a shot on him, right, which it was just a slap, like, come on, like, literally, if you're a fucking real man, you're going to, like, have something to say, you're going to approach him, you're going to come up to him after the show, and you're not going to pussyfoot around it. For him to do that also put Chris Rock in a position, because most likely Chris Rock isn't going to react, you know? Chris Rock has no idea what's going to come on. He's just taking a fucking cheap shot. And if anyone's ever been cheap shot in here, it's a bitch move. So anyways, I like Will Smith. I've loved his movies. I think it's like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is still one of my favorite shows of all time, but it's like, I don't know, like it's, and Hollywood is forgiving. In 5 years, he's going to be making, or even less, he's going to be making a ton of movies. But I just think, like, where are we at now when this is
happening? He won his Oscar right after.
Yeah, he won his Oscar. Right. Like, of course.
Thank everybody.
He's winning an Oscar.
Thank everyone.
No, but they dropped a lot of his movies, though. Will Smith, a lot of his movies.
But they have to right now. This is the aftermath. And I get you. I bet you the conversation is like, hey, we're just going to say we're dropping it. It's still on the back burner. We're not taking any money away from you. As soon as
thing dies down,
you know, he's a huge megastar. His star is bigger now than it probably was 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You only had one good movie, and that was Wild Wild West.
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear they actually banned him from the Oscars for 10 years, though?
Yeah. Like, he's going to win again.
Like, he gives a shit.
Like, he gives a shit. Like, that's coming down the pike soon. Please. So
Oscar's a joke.
Yeah.
Oscar's a
joke. That, you know what? I thought you were
talking about him.
No, I know.
That's why I looked at him. I was like, what the fuck?
All right. I'll talk to you after the podcast.
Where did that come from?
About to slap
you. Wait, what happened? Damn. Now, we're at a place now, too, where I think the Oscars are relevant. Back in the day when there was really not much to watch, like a movie here and there, you know, a few movies that most everyone would go see. Now there's so much content. A lot of people aren't going to the movies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's almost irrelevant now. Like, like, why do we still have the ratings are so low? It's literally Hollywood turning around and giving themselves a little bit of sucky. That's all they're doing. It's like literally tapping themselves on the back. So,
yeah, and it's so stupid. It's talking nerd stuff. Like, the most, what was it, the most applause moment or whatever, and Flash won that? That's stupid. that wasn't like a part, like, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, that was the most clapped moment?
Yeah. No, it beat Spider-Man.
No, it didn't.
When all three met.
No, like, when the Flashes met?
No, Spider-Man.
I know Spider-Man, but what moment in the Flash?
In the Justice League, when everybody... Takes
really,
shit,
it's the fucking
and then
Flash.
He goes in, like, he takes a Flash and go back in time.
That's it.
That's the time where, like, he got the best Flash point. Yeah.
And he over the Chad Spider-Man.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's stupid. That's trash.
Yeah. All right. So there's been a lot of movies, a lot of stuff going on. We're gonna try to get to as many of them as we can.
That's a lot.
Before we go into all these things that we've missed, all these movies, any other crazy? I know Daniel said something was going on with some. What were you talking about before the podcast?
I'm talking about Flash 2.
Flash 2?
About the Flash. Flashpoint, actually, movie. The main character, the guy's playing Flash. What's his name?
Chad Bullmore.
What?
Chad. No, it's Ezra.
Ezra.
I know, I made that up.
Oh. Well, pretty much he did something, and he's pretty much going to jail, and they're kind of thinking about dropping him.
What did he do?
He pretty much, like, assaulted somebody. Oh, yeah. He beat somebody up, and, like, yeah, I guess he was really hard to deal with, even... making the movie.
Really?
Yeah, so they're like in the fence right now, like what to do with the movie. And the movie's like completely almost done.
Oh.
That's why they shift everything around.
Why they shifted everything around?
He was probably a bad guy then.
So, one of the things I heard, it's just a rumor, but they're saying that it could be a possibility that they're going to get Gustin. I think his name is Gustin, the guy.
Get the fuck out.
This is a rumor. It's from the TV show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that he's such a great Flash now that it could work where it could be a Flashpoint where it changes characters to be he'd be the new Flash.
And that would be possible. Perfect. Like, yeah. Why not finally, like, make these two universes? So
they met already in the TV show.
Yeah.
Right. And the comic books
show
that there's a point when, I think the new 52,
yeah.
the Flash goes and he changes appearance because he has to go back in time. So he's actually a new person looking, and he's the main Flash. So it can work. So
I love the idea. Yeah. I'm kind of glad this guy messed up. I love the Flash from the TV show. Is one of my...
Yeah,
like I actually thought he was cast perfectly. Mm-hmm. That's one of the better shows on the CW. Wow. Okay.
So,
well, hopefully they figure that all out. I was kind of bummed. I mean, that was another big nerd news that hit. It's like DC shifted all their movies, and it just made me not like DC more. Like what? Like I know everything was shifting for a while because of COVID, but now like the shift all of a sudden now that makes sense. So, all right. Talking movies and talking Spider-Man. Because I thought you brought him up for a second, or was that just?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I did bring Spider-Man.
All right, I'm trying to make it cool. What did you guys think of Spider-Man No Way Home?
I liked it a lot. It was actually really good. It was like, I enjoyed it more than I expected to.
Oh, you didn't think you would like it?
No, I know I was going to like it, but I just...
It didn't sound like you were like it.
No, it's like more like... Why are you guys questioning me? I like the movie, okay? Please. No, but I didn't think like it's going to wow me like how it did. It was actually caught me off guard. I guess it's actually a really good movie.
There was a lot of really cool moments in the movie. I'll go on my take at the end, Derek.
Yeah, even if Daniel. Like,
I think he said Derek, Daniel.
The other big D, right?
Oh, hey, oh.
Wait.
Just the point, you know how, spoiler alert, you know, whatever, that you know the other Spider-Mans are going to be in it. There was so much, like, teasers and, like, leak images, you know that you're expecting to it, and when that happened, it still blew my mind. So it was really cool.
Yeah, you knew everything that was gonna happen.
Yeah, but still, I was like, oh shit, it's cool. By the way, sorry, Oscar just saw this movie like a day ago.
How is that relevant? Jeez. I'm gonna talk about the same movie that you guys are talking about.
Relevant
people. All right, Derek. Since you saw this movie a while ago, what do you think?
Good. I saw it twice. I think it was that good. I know it's a different movie, but like compared to Morbius, I fell asleep on Morbius, by the way. But Spider-Man, bro, that one.
We'll talk about Morbius because I actually haven't seen it yet. Okay. Is it that bad? Is it shitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard
fucking really sucked. You would rather wait for it to come on TV or streaming services, and even then, it's like for background noise.
Really?
That bad? Yeah, like if they went back into like the early 2000s, like during the Daredevil Ben Affleck era, and made that, it's like
even the director's saying like he doesn't want to, like he didn't know what it was going on.
Even like Sony. Yeah, like at the best supposedly best part of the battle, I fell asleep. I kind of was like,
God, that bums me out. Okay, yeah.
Well, but Spider-Man, good. A trip, you know, Doctor Strange be doing strange stuff. Oh, and. Again, all the enemies, you know, realizing that they're dead. Multi-verse explored. Even when you see, like, the silhouettes of other Spider-Man villains in the sky, like Rhino, etc. It's a trip because then, you know, there's more and you're like, oh, shit, you know. And at the end, you know, at the credits, you see Tom Hardy's Venom there. And he drops a little symbiote pre-cum there. And that's pretty much cool.
Symbiote pre-com.
It's a little spec. Yeah,
No. It's going to be a title of one of our episodes one day. Maybe even this one. Hey, welcome back to The Gathering. We're bringing you Symbiote pre-com. All right. What's up, Oscar? What do you think of Spider-Man?
I really enjoyed it. I wish they brought in the Spider-Man more into like maybe more middle of the movie. Or at least... It was cool how they got brought in or how they came into the scene, and I think it was a cool movie. I really enjoyed it from start to finish. So,
I didn't like it. I liked it. I just didn't like it.
He doesn't like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah,
he doesn't like
Halloween. Okay, can I tell you why?
No.
There's one. Look, it's a great movie. All the villains, awesome. Spider-Man, I like that. Those scenes are great.
That doesn't sound negative to me. Then why do you not like it?
Because, okay, Doctor Strange, badass. Spider-Man, badass. Oh, let's sit here and I want everyone to forget. I want everyone. Wait, no, I don't want this person to forget. Oh, I'm doing the spells.
He's a kid.
Doctor Strange is not. So that whole
fucking exactly, scene, but you have to
the whole premise of the movie is
it's like put trying not to come. You have to focus, but you're not trying to nut. You know what I mean? So
that while this guy is like that scene was a reverse boner, which in turn
he's a made little
the
tarred. Plot
of the movie suck.
He's a little tarred. What do you expect?
I do see where Sky is saying. I would if I was Doctor Strange and he kept doing that, I'd be like, bitch, all right, let's just stop this and think.
I'm literally sitting there going like,
he's arrogant. He's still arrogant. That's his character.
It set the movie up for being like literally Spider-Man kicks Doctor Strange out. Like
exactly.
Doctor Strange is one of the most powerful superheroes.
And then how do you see him getting cucked by Spider-Man?
You know what? What's the title of the movie?
That's exactly why. But it was that
scene. Wait, actually, what really is the title? There's like Far From Home.
Spider-Man No Way Home.
No Way Home.
Then what was the one before that?
Far From Home.
No one was the one before that.
Homecoming.
There's a lot of homes.
It was the Home Trilogy. That's what they call it.
The Home Trilogy? Yeah. The Home Alone Trilogy?
Okay, so Spider-Man came out, then couple of weeks later, Batman came out, and I know you enjoy Batman.
Well,
so
Batman more than okay, Spider-Man? So here's what it's really weird about this Batman because I went in, I like the Christian Bale films, but I really like the one with Heath Ledger. The first one was okay, the second one, the third one was okay. I really like the middle one. Okay. My Batman film of all time, still to this day, is going to be
campy
Batman original.
Adam West.
No, I love Adam West, but the Batman film is
Val Kilmer.
Motherfucker, no.
Denzel.
He's so many Batman except for the real one.
You keep saying freaking all these Batmans, dude.
Who's the 1989 Batman?
The 1989 doesn't Batman.
Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. Yeah. But here's the and Robert Patterson, Patson, Patterd,
Patterson,
Patterd, whatever. He actually as Bruce Wayne is okay, but as Batman in the suit. Fuck, it was badass. It literally reminded me of watching Arkham.
This guy is coming from the guy who likes Twilight.
Yeah.
To be fair.
No, you think
I rewatched all the Twilights, and I liked all of them. It was good.
They're good, right?
They're good.
Thank you.
I was giving you shit for it, and I rewatched them all, Derek, and the whole marathon with my mom. I liked all of them. Derek, I couldn't stop watching them.
Yeah, right? It's crack.
Right?
You traitor.
Rewatch them. Rewatch them. No. Like rewatch it. I hope you get
sparkles
in Kristen,
your life.
You hear this? Have him rewatch it.
And I'm hoping you know. Once in love, we wear sparkles.
Jacob, fool.
No, Team Edward.
He's jacked.
So, Jacob was getting cucked the entire time by Edward.
Only he jacked?
There, he had the cum cutter, sure, but he didn't. He was still getting cucked.
Let's go back to Batman. Him in the suit and his moves when he was fighting literally reminded me of the video game. I thought it was badass. Like which a lot of elbows. Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of knees and elbows. Like it was fucking really cool. Like to me, it was those scenes made that movie. Yeah. Now, my problem with it is like this. It was like my problem with Spider-Man 2. It's that emo feel that you get from a superhero. Like I get that they're fucking tortured.
Your parent just died, dude.
Yeah, that's true. I should grow my hair out and wear fucking eyeliner.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite part of that fucking movie, by the way. Yeah, was the fact when he took off the mask.
It's smeared.
Exactly. He actually had the makeup there. Yeah, they never done that. And I'm always like, they always have fucking makeup on. It does not disappear when you take the mask off.
Exactly, but it's smeared.
Fucking cool, dude. Yeah, finally a detail they got fucking right.
I know. It was Wonder too.
I liked it. I actually liked it a lot. I thought the movie was a little bit too long for my liking. Like, maybe a good 15, 20 minutes shorter.
30. But, cut it 30.
Yeah, I say minimum 15, 20, I would have been perfect. But I do enjoy the aspect of, like, Bruce Wayne. I know you didn't like it, but to me, it showed me that, like, how they did in the movie. Like, he's full-time Batman. He doesn't care about Bruce Wayne. Give it another year or two, and he's going to balance his life. He's going to cut his hair. He's going to be more Rico Suave, flashy groomed stuff, and then Batman at their night. I thought that would be a really cool transition instead of, like, all the Batman's like, look, I'm so suave already. Like, you know? So I thought that was pretty cool. Batman, like you said, kicked ass, super awesome. Everything was cool. The crime part of it, I thought it was pretty cool. Great. Yeah, it was really cool. Great. Like a different aspect of it.
Yeah.
Nothing too negative that I can say. Like it wasn't like I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay, so sure. I'm gonna let Derek, what do you think of it? We're gonna do a little new thing about the when we discuss movies, and I'll tell you right after.
All right, so when we went to go see it, it was all of us. It was me, Daniel, Oscar, and Jake. We went to go see it, and since like the beginning of the movie, like the cinematography, when the criminals were looking at the dark, it was kind of like, oh shit. Like even I was like, oh fuck, you can't see what
the beginning.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit.
That fucking scene at the beginning, right? When he's behind him.
Exactly. Where you can't see. And I'm like, oh fuck. And that's kind of creepy. You know, I'm like, okay, now it kind of makes sense. From the armor plated suit, where I mean he was taking easily 5.56 and higher caliber, and he was still like going, you know? From that to Catwoman, I even moaned a little bit during that scene. I was like, oh.
When she came out. The guy
was laughing in the bottom. She was doing good.
I had no idea, by the way, that's Lenny Kravitz's daughter.
Yeah, she's fine.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and besides the Batman himself, Bruce and Batman, that made that movie so great was the Riddler.
Yeah.
How they basically,
psychopath.
They basically made him as the Zodiac Killer. And for people that don't know, the Zodiac Killer was a guy in San Francisco that was killing people with a revolver. But anyways, like, it was so creepy that, like, the mask. And the thing was, he was very, like, incel because he was in the chat rooms where I'm sort of at, too, where we discuss certain things. And so if you look, like, if you pause during the scenes, you could see how he's like, how do you make this? And I'm like, oh, you know, I've asked some of these questions before. You know, it's normal curiosity. But I liked it so much. I mean, I didn't care if it was long. I liked the entire thing.
Yeah, I still think 30 minutes too long. You can cut out a whole bunch of that, at least the last 30 minutes.
That's why they call me the 6 minute man. Anyway. that's
no idea why they would call you that.
Don't worry about
that. Talking about his penis.
But overall, good.
Okay. Thank you, penis man.
I agree with these guys. I like the action. It was pretty good. Just like how the villains will look in the dark. It's like, oh shit, maybe like is this fool in here? Like this fool's gonna get my ass kicked. Don't
touch me.
And then I still can't. What? Time out? What?
No. I'm talking. I'm trying to do behind the scenes, asking Leo if he saw it or not.
For people that don't know what he's doing, he's like moving the mic over to Leo and. You know, when Daniel was giving the signal to, like, pause it a little bit, this guy goes, huh?
What? I don't understand.
The only thing that I couldn't really get out of my mind was Batman and Pedazzo. I was like, I wonder how he looks in the daytime with Pedazzo's and Batman suit.
This son of a bitch.
I cannot unsee him with a constipated face throughout the one movie. I saw one movie, and he looked constipated the whole movie. And I was like, is Batman gonna be constipated or is he gonna bedazzle?
He's then tormented, boy. He's just tormented.
He's just an upset guy, dude.
Yeah. But I do agree what Daniel said about how it's first about Batman. It's all about vengeance, about his hate, and like give it about 2 years or so, like how he said, he'll balance himself out, balance his life out, and then they'll show who is Bruce Wayne. This is Bruce Wayne. Now we're looking at who is Batman. And for the follow-up movie should be who is.
It's like amateur hour Batman right now.
Yeah.
Even to his car.
Yeah.
That car, dude.
That car
like
was
how
beast.
How it sit up, like hey. How it started up. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah,
that was beast. No, I'm not gonna lie. That car was beast.
It was a beast. I bummed me out. They only put it in a little bit of the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took so long for that to come out. I actually thought the fucking car was sick. The Batmobile was sick. Didn't really like remind me of a Batmobile. Just more of like a beast.
Like a tricked out car, like in your garage.
Yeah. I didn't get the Batmobile feel from it, but I loved the car. I was like, oh, I want this car. So. Okay.
I wish you could have smashed the Catwoman, though.
She had. She gave him a chance.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wish Batman would have got some balls and be like, all right, I'm Batman, and smash the shit out of the cat, you know? Cat girl, but.
Cat girl. The cat girl. Right.
Thank you, Oscar. Oscar thinks they should have smashed.
Ended up pretty horny at the end, but okay.
All right, so the new thing is we're just going to go around and give a quick thumbs up or thumbs down. First off, we're going to go with, Morbius. We already know.
We don't need to do a review on that. Okay. Fucking suck, people. Don't watch it.
All right. Spider-Man, Daniel, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Up.
All right, Derek, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up.
On the podcast, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm like, you fucking
can't hear you on the podcast.
You guys? I'm like, I'm fucking right across from you. How do you not see me?
Did you hear what you said?
No, okay.
They can't hear you in the podcast.
They can't see
you in the podcast.
They can't see me.
All right, Oscar, thumbs up.
All
right, that's four for Spider-Man.
There you go.
You guys are I'm like out in space with you. All right, Batman. Daniel, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
I got a thumbs up on that one, too. All right, well, Leo, did you see Spider-Man?
Yeah, of course. That's a double thumbs up
for me. All right,
yeah. Okay. That's a two.
And okay, so now I have a couple more things where I don't want to go too deep into the podcast today because I want some content for next week. But I want to ask you guys another question. What is something you're watching, right, that you would recommend to our listeners? Now, I have something that's not really nerdy, but it's fucking awesome, dude, a show or a movie that you're watching or you're catching up on. Daniel, do you have anything out there right now that you would like to let our listeners know about that you think is pretty cool that you're watching on any of the streaming services? Doesn't even matter if it's nerdy.
Okay. It's kind of corny, but I like it and I enjoyed it. And it threw some throwbacks in there that made it even cooler. It's How I Met Your Father.
Damn. Oh, really?
Yeah. I love How I Met Your Mother. Like, I think it was one of the best TV shows ever.
Me too. Actually, me too.
Yeah, I watched it probably like three times all through.
I'm rewatching it now, yeah, actually.
It's so good. So How I Met Your Father is not as part to it, but I can see the potential, and they brought a character back for like a cameo, and I thought it was really cool. So I say give
it
a shot.
What is the show? Is it based on the opposite of
it's that? No, it's just a whole different person.
People.
But it's still the same universe. Same places. Like, I'll tell you something. So these people, the main girl, they move into the house where they originally started How I Met Your Mother. So
the apartment?
The apartment. Uh-huh. So they get the house. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
That's one I did not expect to, and I've saw Hulu. It a bunch of times on Hulu. Hulu. Derek, anything you're watching that people can watch that's not... Like, you have to search to the deep, dark web.
Moon Knight. It's Schizophrenix Black Panther.
No. I actually have been wanting to watch that. I'm sure it's amazing.
Great. It's from start to finish.
If you take all my meds and then you take cough syrup, you kind of, like, see what I see, which is, like, shadow people sometimes. So it's sort of like that. You talk to yourself, but then you swear you talk to her.
I don't need meds for that. That's natural.
So basically, it's a superhero. It's a superhero that's schizophrenic, right?
Basically, yeah. It's like a Derek Sim. Go for it.
So that's a great... I mean, in today's world, too, it's actually a really, really cool superhero to explore. And he's, like, gotten so popular.
He's been in a lot of superhero movies. That what's his name?
No, he's the guy from
Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Poe Dameron.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything for you on the anime front? I'm gonna ask you because you're an anime guy.
I'll talk about the anime when we get to the anime subject because there are very few new series coming out. They're already out and they are coming out.
Okay. Well, let's go. Tell me
right
around
now?
The regular world.
Well, regular world right now. Probably people have seen it. Netflix, Peaky Blinders, new season comes out in 3 weeks.
A lot of people love that show.
Really good show. I love the whole aspects of it and also Vikings. I know the Vikings has been out about a long time ago. That's on Hulu. If you guys want to see a lot of gore and some sex scenes, you go on Vikings.
Did you ever watch the show Spartacus?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
that. Was vicious.
That was vicious. Lucy Lawless was in that show, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I love. If anyone gets a chance, I don't even know where it's streaming, but if you get a chance to watch Spartacus, watch that show. It's amazing.
The guy from the Mummy.
Yeah.
No, the guy. His brother.
Oh, the brother. Yeah, he's in it.
Oh, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And then for nerd stuff, just four quick animes. Spy Family.
Oh.
Basically, it's in a there's a fake wife that's an assassin, a fake father that is a spy, and a daughter that's a telepath. Well, she was an orphanage. The guy kind of needs a mission. He needs a daughter and to get into the school, and he adopts this girl without knowing she's a telepath. And like throughout the two episodes that I watched, she's like kind of half. maneuver around the parents, but he could, because she can hear everything what's going on with the dad and the mom. So that was really good.
Spy Family. Sub or dub?
Sub right now. I don't think dub is gonna be. Dub is gonna take some time.
That's fine. I'll wait.
The Rising of Hero, the Shield Hero season 2 is out. Really good. If you guys haven't seen that, it's on Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll and Funimation are combining, so yeah, it's gonna
finally
be, it's gonna be one stream. It's gonna take quite a while to put every episode, every show in Crunchyroll, but it's going there. Love After World Domination talks about a superhero falling in love with.
Is this the anime section right?
Yeah, this is the anime section. And basically, it talks about a superhero falling in love with the villain.
Hold on.
A, B, C, D, over to the single
scroll. Alright, like
the fifth. Okay, finish, okay. Alright. And then the last one.
Oh my god, that was the cue!
That last one, that's it. Last one I can honestly say, I'm gonna say just The Skeleton Knight. It's a pretty good show.
Okay, awesome. Everyone got attention, went to the TV because it has a Pee-wee
Herman.
Yeah. Dude, this is sick, dude. If you could, like, just sit here and watch 80s. Videos and commercials. Awesome.
You can watch it on YouTube too, but it's not the same. I get it on that TV.
Dude, it's like being in a fucking arcade, dude. Stop ruining my moment.
Where's the. We need the shaggy rug in here now.
There's right there.
No. The ones that they have in arcade, like the blue ones with the triangles.
Do you know how much those cost? Like, I got a little piece right there. It's like
a landing strip.
All right. Leo, what about you, man? Anything watching that you're enjoying?
Yeah, sure. The show's nothing new, but if you're into martial arts, Macho Man, or if you're just a gym bro, you should watch Baki. It's basically a martial. Yeah,
it's a good one.
What is
it's
it?
Baki?
It's a martial arts show. Yeah. Super gory. So
everyone's like, fucking jacked.
In yeah,
that dude. What is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, you can watch it on Netflix.
Baki, it's really good.
I've never heard of it.
Everybody's, they have Muhammad Ali's kid on there.
Yeah, he's Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Yeah. They're all big and buff. Yeah,
what
everybody.
Like, what, can you break it down, like, what it is about?
Yes, I mean.
It's martial arts.
It's a fighting competition.
Yeah, let Leo talk.
He didn't even know.
So basically, it's a fighting competition. But the main goal of the anime for the MC is to kill his father, because his father killed his mother in the original anime before that. So if you're looking for motivation to hit the gym, I would 100% recommend watching that, because that's basically my go-to before I hit the gym.
Don't forget his girl gives him motivation too.
This guy.
Yeah. Is it
someone's a little frisky tonight, right?
Shit with Oscar, dude.
Someone's a little frisky tonight.
Christian, what are you doing to my man over here?
Give me some, please. All right. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Who has HBO? All of you?
Yeah.
Okay, if you got HBO out there, pick up the remote right now. Turn it to the TV, put it on HBO Max, and put on Winning Time. That show is fucking awesome. Do you guys know about it?
No.
Do you even
know?
This show, it's a 1980 Lakers. The story of Magic.
Yeah, I saw the preview for that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's good.
It's so good.
Okay,
it is so good. It's graphic, though. It's you know, part of the 70s into the 80s.
Yeah.
So all that coke and girls and orgy and all that shit's in there. Magic, like they're portraying portray.
Wait, Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
This is the start. This is how they recruit Magic Johnson. This is how the
telling of how he became a.
Right.
A star.
Do they also show when he gets HIV?
Been a couple times he could have got it already.
Oh, that's so cool.
But the show actually starts off with him walking out of Cedar Sinai, probably learning the news that he has it. But what's really crazy is it's a lot of it's Jerry Buss. And I don't remember the guy who's opposite of Will Ferrell and wow, what's the name of the actor, man? He's so funny.
The brother, right? The stepbrother.
What's his
Riley
name?
John C. Riley,
yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, dude, he's so good as Jerry Buss. So good. Yeah, you have Sally Fields that plays Jerry Buss's.
Sally Fields in it.
But I'm like, it's so funny. It's so like compelling. It's really, really good.
Really?
If you love the Lakers, or if you don't, if you just want to watch like a story that you probably never heard anything about, watch Winning Time. It's really fucking good. Okay. That's it with nerd news. We'll do a 1-1-1 what if.
Ponder the question. What if?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with What If. Okay, it's been a while since we did a What If. So we did get one suggestion. We altered it. So the original suggestion was, would you take a six-pack to have for the rest of your life to have these big cartoon-looking eyes? So we'll do a real quick kind of go around. Daniel, would you?
No.
Derek?
No.
Wait, what was the question?
Fuck yeah.
You're gonna say no. Just say no.
Just say no.
No, we're good.
I would actually not do it as well. Okay. Here's the other one. Would you want to have a 10-inch dong? It was another one that was given. But it could never get hard. You literally were just walking around in the gym like a boss. That's all it would be good for.
With the baby arm?
With the baby arm.
Call name them dick.
Would you do it, Daniel?
No.
Not worth it.
No.
I'm a no too. Okay. Here's one. So we talked a lot about Batman tonight, and this is gonna be the last one, okay?
Okay.
A lot about Batman tonight. Okay. So if you had to pick the Bruce Wayne that you feel out of all of them, I'm talking all of them, this is even the anime version, which Bruce Wayne, not Batman, is most like you?
Like me?
Like you. Like you. Would you pick?
Is there a program? What the was that?
He's like
me?
Like deep down in his subconscious cue, so like me?
Who would you be? Which Bruce Wayne do you think you would be? All right, I'm going to start with Derek.
Val Kilmer.
The Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
Why? You got to give me a reason why. You just can't say it.
Mentally imbalanced, getting hoes on the reg. What's up, baby?
Mentally imbalanced, getting hoes on the reg. All right, that's perfect. Okay, Oscar?
I don't know his name. What's his name? This guy right here.
Let me see.
What's his name?
That's George Clooney.
George Clooney.
I say George Clooney. His confidence.
His confidence?
With women.
Okay.
You're more of a Christian Bale Batman.
Did everyone realize he had to say with women? Just because we do question it. Okay. I'm going to go to the anime Batman. I really like...
Jackie, he was going to do the same thing.
Yeah, I like the anime Batman.
Nah, you're more Adam West.
You're more Adam West. Okay, fuck you. All right. I actually think, I'm going to be honest, I think Adam is more like Adam West.
Because his name is Adam?
No, not because his name's Adam. He's like, if you ever, what, the next time you see Adam West Batman?
He's dead.
Jesus Christ, on the TV show. Watch 66. But he's very, reminds me of Adam.
You do too. Your guys are literally in the same column of Batmans. You guys are both Adam West Batmans.
All right, fair enough. All right,
fuck you.
All right, Tana, what about you?
The 90s Batman cartoon anime.
The voice actor one, Kevin Conroy?
Yeah.
Batman?
I just think he was, like, just not too flashy, more just kind of like, yeah, chill.
Down to business.
Yeah. Especially with the Phantom Mod. Was it Phantom?
The Phantasm.
Like, the whole lovey thing with that girl, kind of chill kind of thing. I like that. I think I like that.
What was her name?
I don't remember. The girl's name.
It wasn't Barbara. Barbara's no. Batwoman.
Batwoman.
Back, yeah. God, you guys are so woke.
Why?
It's been Batgirl forever, and you guys are doing Batwoman. You said Batwoman.
That's Batwoman.
There's Batwoman and Batgirl.
But the
Andrea.
There you go. All right.
What about you, Leo?
Yeah, I gotta go with the same answer. Probably animated. I can't relate to any of the live action.
You're Christian Bale Batman.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Christian Bale. You don't get the scruffy
animated Batman. You're Christian Bale.
Nah, dude.
You and Oscar are both on the Christian Bale.
Or Twilight Batman.
I'll take Twilight Batman.
All right, Twilight Batman. Christian Bale Batman got hoes though.
I'll take Christian Bale.
And he bought a hotel.
I'd rather be Christian Bale over the Twilight.
Okay. And he has a MasterCard. Remember the other one?
Yeah. Wait, that's George Clooney. Batman had the MasterCard. Val Kilmer just got Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
Good looking. All right. Well, you know what? We are happy to be back. Thank you all for showing up tonight. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. We are excited and very, 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 very happy and looking forward to some podcasting down the road. So once again, you can always follow us on Instagram, Q Daniel.
The underscore gathering underscore nerds.
Follow us, and if you never listened to the podcast before.
Sorry. How long has our hiatus been?
4 months.
And in those 4 months, you didn't know our Instagram?
Yeah, it's don't funny.
Disregard the dot, period,
underscore, underscore.
Oh, jeez. Also, don't forget, pretty soon, probably in the next month or so, we're going to start offering. You can go now. You can go to our spring page. The link is on Instagram, but you can go to our spring page if you want to get a couple gathering t-shirts, coffee mugs. Very welcome to do that. You can always check out our YouTube channel. We put things here and there if you want to go back and listen to some episodes. Coming up, though, we are going to do some filming of our podcast, our live podcast. We're going to do some filming and put that up, too, so you can kind of see what we go through when it happens. And down the road in a few months, we're going to do a live streaming of our podcast. But that is all stuff to come. So from the gathering, Daniel, Derek, Oscar, and Leo, we really appreciate you showing up tonight. And don't forget to gather on.
Gather on.
Keep moving forward.